Amy Newman, how did you decide to write a series of poems which, on the surface at least, are submission letters to an editor?
I'm always interested in the poetic impulse, what poetry is, what makes a poem a poem. It's not just a line break. I don't know what it is that makes the poem poetic. But I do know as a poet that when I write a poem, I'm using a different mind than when I write a cover letter, a submission letter to the editor. I turn off that poetry mind when I write the submission letter to the editor because it's a very generic template. So I thought, what would happen if one day when she went to write a submission letter, the poet couldn't or didn't turn off the poetry mind, and that sense of the world bled into the letters. So I gave it a shot. I tried it as an exercise, and that's how it started.
Each of these letters has a recurring set of images. One is the chessboard, where the writer's grandfather sits and teaches the writer how to play. But unlike the real game of chess, this family makes up its own rules, as we heard in that first poem there. What is the significance of allowing changes to this game, a game that's where the rules have been strict for centuries?
You know, the one fear I have when people ask me about the chess is I have to reveal that I know so little about chess that I can't play the game. And I think that for Amy Newman, chess, like poetry, contains mystery. So it's complex. It's beautiful. She would like to understand it, but she knows that the full meaning is withheld from her. Still, she wonders about it, and she seeks to know it. For her, chess is a lot like poetry. So poetry never satisfies the desire, but it's animated by a wonder. It runs on wonder. This is also like faith for her, both the faith she puts in her editor and the faith she puts in the increasing sense of who she believes her editor might be. She wonders with chess and with poetry, with her sense of being in the world, something like, am I a part of it? Am I outside of it? Am I a pawn? In any case, she's enthralled by it. And I think this feeling's not limited to her, or even to writers, actually, but extends to the human in us.
You mentioned faith, which reminds me of the Catholic imagery in these poems, stories of saints and sainthood related to the writer by her grandmother. Talk about this recurring theme and what it reveals about the writer Amy Newman.
This writer Amy Newman?
I mean, the Amy Newman writing the letters in the book.
Well, you know, the Amy Newman in the book has a tremendous respect for the girl saints. As I see it, she shares the high school desire for having a superpower against bullies. She shares that with me. And she admires the girl saints because they can break into blossom or burst into fire at any sign of bullying. But I have to say that that, too, is all my imagination because I'm Jewish and I only have a strange outsider's view of, like a scholar's view of the saints, if we can call it that, because I tend to be interested in them and read about them. My grandmother wouldn't have told me anything about the Catholic saints, and she would be confused by my interest, probably. But I think that's what draws me to them, and they're all so beautiful on their cards. They get this narrative that is used as a sort of a moral narrative that is inspiring to the Amy Newman in the book because they stand for a kind of revenge that the kind you only see in movies, maybe. In teenage girl movies of my imagination.
And, you know, what else is interesting to me, this Catholic imagery, these saints, got me on a different path of thinking. And I started to look at these letters as prayers, almost, because they are unanswered.
Sure, yes, absolutely.
So I wondered if the writer, Amy Newman, is she talking to God, the supreme editor?
Well, that's one of the big questions for me, of the book, to whom she's writing the letters anyway. The funny part is that as writers, when we write submission letters to invisible editors, it's a very strange feeling because you're writing to someone you usually don't know, and you're writing a standard letter that you hope gets their attention. And in the same way that poetry or fiction, any kind of writing, is a discipline that is done usually in silence and solitude and is a problem because no one's going to make you do it unless it's an assignment for a class. It's a kind of a discipline of the will. And so the cover letter is equally a discipline. You're sending out your work to someone that you hope sees you. And that in that way, it feels to me a lot like prayer. I don't know if the Amy Newman in the book is aware that is conscious that she's praying, although I, as the writer, am conscious that she's praying to an invisible editor who either never gets her letters or doesn't reply to her letters or hears her or doesn't hear her. Her desire is to be heard, you know.
Amy Newman's latest collection of poems is called Dear Editor. Thank you very much, and I hope you hear back from that editor someday.
Thank you so much.